Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade. Count them, folks, third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We got 22 years coming up real soon, and we're not wishing our life away, but we're kind of proud of that. I'm glad you're here, folks. Jeff Chrysler is here, too. He's helping us celebrate. He's the new friend, but not for long. Jeff's website is outstanding. It's peoplescience.com. His books are great, too. Bestsellers, you need to check those out. Can they find all that at your website, Jeff?
They can. They can track down at Jeff Chrysler, KRESLAR.com, or just head over to peoplescience.com.
All right. So check those out, folks. Jeff's helping us understand the gig economy. And by the way, Jeff, I got some bad news for you. We're like the Hotel California around here. If we like you, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So fair warning. Hey, Jeff. Exactly. Appropriate response. So, Jeff, we're talking about the gig economy, folks, and one of the things that's going on right now, as you know, politicians just can't – they see something working. They see something happening organically. People are generally happy about it. They're not – nobody's raising Cain about it. Nobody's upset about it. People are really living their lives, and the marketplace is working organically. Politicians can't stand to see that, can they? They have to stick their nose in it, don't they?
Well, I think that there are some challenges. I think you're right. It has worked smoothly, but I think that what's driving that may not just be typical political incompetence, but also a recognition that, like, there's a distinction between those that are like able to take advantage of the gig economy and those where the gig economy takes advantage of them. And the question becomes in all policymaking and politics, like, how do you balance like protections versus like allowing something to blossom? And you know, I don't envy those that have to make that balance.
Politicians aren't capable of making those distinctions, though. That's the problem.
I think you're right. I think you're right, but I think that what they can do is they can at least start pointing business owners or decision makers in the right direction. Like I think sometimes business owners don't recognize some of the impact of stress even on their bottom line.
That's right.
So those gig workers that are stressed out about like making ends meet and not having health insurance and not having time off and not feeling part of the team, all that impacts their loyalty. It impacts retention rates, and suddenly you got to keep hiring more people. So it impacts oftentimes the business. But
one thing we know for sure, Jeff, is Wall Street has lost sight of the human factor in their business models. They've completely lost sight of that. Since 2008 especially, the human factor in their business is lost on Wall Street for most of it. There are some exceptions, and I know them. I know who they are. I know where they live. I know their children's names. But for the most part, they've lost that way. But still, the problem you've got is if you start regulating the gig economy, then then it doesn't stop there, though, Jeff. Then they wind up trying to move it into the franchise world. And then they want to make all franchisee employees of the mothership, which they try to do in the Obama administration. That's the problem, is they don't know how to do it in an elegant way. That's what I worry about. What do you think? I agree with your concerns. But the elegance of the solution is where the devil in the detail is. What do you think?
Well, I would definitely agree that it's inelegant, and our system is not a smooth functioning one where it should be. Policymaker has idea, business community comes back with some compromises back and forth, and both sides feel like you figure out what works best. That's unfortunately not how things work. It becomes a blunt hammer on either end. But I think the voice of policymakers is important to have. I agree with you, though the tools they've used have not always been accurate. And just to step back, I would say your comment about Wall Street, absolutely true, and I believe it goes way back beyond 2008. Just putting profit over people is a challenge. And one of the reasons I love speaking to a show like a small business show like yourself is that I've always found that small business owners, people that know their employees and actually interact with
them,
they're
part of our family,
have the best culture. They have the best culture.
There's no question.
And there's a richness and a wealth that is beyond just how much shareholders make.
Well said, Jeff. Well said. I need the website one more time.
So, absolutely. PeopleScience.com or JeffChrysler.com.
And the books. Say the books again.
Dollars and Cents, all about the psychology of money, and Get Rich Cheating, a satire.
That's the satire. Hey, Jeff, will you come back soon?
Sure.
We got a lot more to talk about. Jeff Chrysler, ladies and gentlemen. It's not spelled like that, though. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.